In room one, we talked about how each pair of red X's symbolizes a disabled person who was murdered because they were different and deemed imperfect. But in this room, I'd like you to select a pair of red X's and look at them closely. Are the red X's the same size or different? Can you tell what kind of fabric they're made from? Does the fabric look smooth or textured? Are the red X's narrow or wide, straight or slanted? Notice the shades of red, the stitching, how the red X's are attached. And think on this. Every stitch in every quilt in this room and every stitch in the more than 800 quilts that wouldn't fit in this room were sewn by kind people from around the world. Look at these red X's as art and notice how different each pair is from the others. This is true for people too. It's true for the people who made these quilts, true for the people standing around you today, the people you work with, the people you socialize with, people you're related to. Every person, every single person is differently beautiful in their own way. Every single person is a work of art. Many of the kind people who made these blocks and quilts speak a language other than English. They may speak in languages you don't understand. Does that mean they aren't kind? Does that mean you shouldn't treat them with kindness? Does that mean they have nothing to say that you would find interesting? Does that mean you can't communicate? We can't unring this bell of history I wrote in that initial blog post, but we can wrap it in kindness. Take a minute to quietly look around the room. While the quilts in this room do commemorate disabled people who were murdered, collectively the quilts speak to the tremendous amount of kindness people in 143 countries spilled out into the world in connection with this project in one way or another. The first room was a room about a place in the world and a time in history when there was no kindness. This room is a testimony to kindness around the world. It's amazing to know that there is so much kindness out there, even when we stand here marveling at the evidence. And yet, there's always room for more. When you're ready, let's go into the next room, the room I called Kindness Route 1.